Thank you, Father. You are an awesome daddy. We say Abba, Father, tonight. Your love is amazing. Your care for us is amazing. Your heart is fully towards us. Your thoughts about us are nonstop. You're always thinking about us. You've released such a river of life. We'll never be the same again. We bless what's in your heart to do, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for inviting us. Wow. I didn't realize that God had ordained a party to be here. You know, when God calls a party, it's a party. Nobody can give a party like God. I have this little thing that I do. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. There ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Woo! You know why it doesn't stop? Because he brought the party inside of you. Everywhere you go, you take the party with you. Yeah. And you know what I've discovered? When God sets the table, can you see? I can't even see the end of it. It's huge. It's awesome. It's beautiful. When God sets the table. You know, for years, the parable of the prodigal son, everybody's looked at that from the standpoint of the prodigal son who went away, went with the pigs, and decided to come home. But when you read that again, it's not really about a repentant son. Because if you look at it, he didn't really repent. He thought about getting out of the mess. And he thought about what he could say to his father so he could get back and get some good food again. So he could get back and get a place to sleep again. That's not what that parable's about. That parable is about the intense love of the father for a son who's not even repentant, who's coming back home for selfish reasons. And the father stopped him as he was beginning to speak his speech to explain why he wanted to come home. The father stopped him and told the servants, get him the robe, bring him my ring, bring him my slippers. Let's throw a party. Our Heavenly Father, when we're still in the mess, even if we turn towards Him, even if we're selfish in coming, He still says, let's throw a party! Let's party. That's the intense love of our Heavenly Father. For God so loved the people of the world. He so loved every single person He ever created. He so loved. How do you tell the worth of something? What someone is willing to pay for it. How much are you worth? Jesus is willing to pay with His life for you. That's how much you're worth to Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to rest in the truth that nothing can separate us from His love. Nothing. Not height, not depth, not principalities, not powers, not angels, not demons, not even yourself can separate you from the love of the Father for you. Nothing. Isn't that awesome? Wow. Wow. You know, I was thinking after what He did earlier here. It's amazing. It's just amazing. He was taking me to some scriptures. And He took me to Philippians. We've got Paul and we got Silas. They're in the Philippian jail. They're locked up in stocks. Now what are they doing? Are they saying, oh, it's so bad in here. Oh, we don't know how we're going to get out of here. Oh, what are we going to do with our lives now? That's not what they said. They said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. How could they do that? Because they knew the life and the heart and the power of the Father,
yes,
that He declared the end of their life before their life ever started. He declared that they would walk in the power and glory of God. He declared that they would walk as Jesus walked. He declared that through them the devil would be defeated. He declared that nothing by any means would harm them while they're locked up in prison, locked up, can't move their legs, can't move their hands. They say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. And what happened? An angel came, broke the chains off of them, opened the door, and they were able to get prisoners saved. Why? Because they knew something. They knew that their life was being held by God. They knew that they lived and they moved and they have their being fully in Jesus and in Jesus alone. They knew their life was in Christ. They knew that. They knew that nothing could separate them from Christ. In that jail, they could have come out. They could have stuck their head out. And said, this is so bad. This is so bad. But they didn't. They stayed hidden in Christ. They stayed in the glory zone. They stayed where the devil could not get to them. They were in Christ. They were remaining in Him. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Great.
The Apostle Paul said it in 2 Corinthians. He says, we have this treasure in jars of clay. Hard pressed, but not crushed. persecuted, but not abandoned. There is nothing, there is absolutely nothing the devil can do to you when you are in Christ. Nothing. He can come like a thief, get in your house, break some things, but he won't be able to stay very long. He's going to be put out the house. He may be able to touch you with something, but it's not going to stay. It cannot stay. Jesus said, "Oh, but for the joy set before me. Oh, but for the joy set before me. I'm going to endure this." Why do we endure? Why are we able to go through things? Why are we able to stand? Oh, but for the joy set before me. You see, God declares the end from the beginning. He declares you're already coming out before you ever get in. He declares you're going to the other side before you ever leave this side. And it don't matter how big a storm comes up while you're going across, because he's already said, "I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you in the glory zone. I'll see you. I'll see you where my kingdom is expanding." He's already said, "I've given you everything you need for life and godliness." He's already said, "You are complete in me." He's already said, "I've given you my very same anointing." He's already said, "The same Spirit," Jesus said, "that raised me from the dead, the same Spirit, I put him in you. I put him in you." You see, we're going through. No matter what's in front of us, we're going through. Now, I don't know about you. For me, it makes the trip a whole lot easier. When the problems come, when the trials come, when the stress comes, it makes it real easy for me to go through. Because I know he's already declared I'm on the other side. Hallelujah. He says we can be knocked down, but we can't be knocked out. Now get this. If there's one thing that aggravates someone who's coming to fight you, is that when they hit you and they knock you down, you keep getting back up again. That every time they hit you, you get back up again. No matter how many times they hit you, you get back up again. See, that's what resurrection life does. He's declared the end from the beginning. He's declared that no matter who's going to come and who's going to knock you down, you are getting back up. Now, what really demoralizes, what really depresses the devil? Now, I love depressing the devil. I love the end of the day. The devil would go back to hell and say, "Man, I had a bad day. Man, I had a bad day. It's that little Tony guy. He drives me nuts. I knock him down. I pound him down. And he keeps getting back up. And he gets up with a smile. He's smiling. And I know something. He knows that he's got me. This Tony guy, he knows he's got me beat. He knows he's got victory over me. No matter how much I hit him, no matter how much I hit him, he keeps getting back up. Oh, now, I don't you want to depress the devil? Yeah. Don't you want to see? Yeah. Yes. Yes, I want to see demons having counseling sessions to get over their depression. Because declaring in the name of Jesus, for those of you who believe and you are here tonight, that there's a shift in the spiritual realm happening right now in the name of Jesus. And where you have struggled before, where you have gotten down before, where your faith has taken a slide before, now, all that stuff, come on. Flush it. You did bring your toilets, right? Did everybody bring your toilets? Did you bring your toilet?
Yeah, we got our toilet. No more toilet.
You got yours?
Yes, I'm getting mine. Ready to flash. Ready to flash.
From this night, you're going to notice something supernatural has happened in your life. There have angels have been sent on assignment to see to it that the word of the Lord is performed. To see to it that you know when you enter into a trial, that you know when the tribulation just gets start coming into your life, you know you're already guaranteed the other side. You're already guaranteed. You're coming out full of joy. If you have an enemy, and he plans the worst attack against you he can, and he hits you with everything he's got, and you start laughing. Had known what was going to happen, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. The Bible says that the powers of darkness, if they had only known what was going to happen, how they were going to be destroyed. They never would have crucified the Lord of glory. They made a mistake. And now, you see, you know what they call that? In military terms, you know what they call that? They call that an ambush. Jesus ambushed the devil. Jesus set up the devil. He showed a sign of weakness, knowing that that would be turned to the very outpouring of the power of God. And the devil thought he had him. He thought he was weak. That same Jesus is living in you. And when the devil thinks you're weak, when the devil thinks he's got you, the same thing's going to happen. The same thing. He's going to say, I never should have touched her. I never should have touched her. If I had known the glory of God was going to come from this lady by my touching her, I never would have done it. Hallelujah. This is your inheritance.
Amen.
You see, that really demoralizes your enemy. He throws everything he's got at you. And you start laughing. He gives you his hardest punch. And you start laughing. You know what the devil says? I don't understand. I don't understand. I can't touch this one. I can't touch this one. She knows who she is. She knows. She knows. She's an ambassador of Jesus Christ. She's representing the kingdom of heaven. And she knows it. And she knows it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You go out of here tonight. You go out of here tonight. When you go, you don't go alone. You go filled. Filled with the glory of God. You go filled with the same spirit that destroyed the devil. Hallelujah. How do you like that? How do you like that, devil? Take those apples. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't ever forget who's living in you. Don't ever forget. He's already declared the end of every struggle. He's already declared the end of every battle. He's already declared the end of every attack. And he's declared, you'll come out and you'll be laughing. And you'll be full of joy. And you'll be full of rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not that you're not going to get hit. You'll get hit.
That's all.
Did that hurt you? Where are you?
Inside.
Did that hurt Jesus? No way. Never forget. Never forget. You have been placed in Christ by the Spirit of God. It's not because you were good, not because you earned it. Because he so loved you, he put you in him. Don't ever forget that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My wife comes home sometimes, and I have the bedroom door closed, and I'm on the floor. rolling around laughing. And she comes. She comes in. And she said, "We want another one, right?" Said, "Yeah, we want another one. We beat him again. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord fights your battles.
Amen.
Stay in him. Rest in him. Get your focus off of the problem. Off of the sin. Off of the attack. And onto him who you're in. Keep it there. Keep your focus on him. Encourage each other. If you sense a little bit of discouragement coming, talk to a sister. Talk to a brother. Say, "Let's just agree together right now. This thing will not touch me in the name of Jesus. My spirit is strong. And I will see the defeat of the devil." Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless you. We are just so grateful that we could be with you.
Thank you.
You have you're like sponges. You're like a big Holy Ghost sponge. Yeah. And when there needs to be some life, you're just going to go. Learning to release the life of God that's in you. When we went to pray for that lady a little while ago, she said pain all over her body, stroke through her body. Do you know what we did? We didn't say, "God, please come and heal her." We didn't say, "Holy Ghost, please come and touch her." We release the life of Jesus from in us to her. We release the life of Jesus to you. And it was that fast. Her whole face changed. Smile came over her face. And to watch that lady, she couldn't move. She got up and she just started walking. Patrick said, "Check it out," because she couldn't lift her arm. How long were our prayers?
Not even 2 minutes.
The whole team, not even 2 minutes. You will find that the faith of God inside of you doesn't need a lot of words. Does not. In fact, you're going to see, you just touch somebody. The life of God. The life of Jesus. You say, that can't happen for me. It will. Only believe. Only believe. We want to hear some testimonies in the months ahead. We want you to email us with what is happening through these people. I believe it's going to be awesome. I believe you're going to get done the end of the day. You're going to get ready to lay down in bed. Now I'll tell you what I do. I lay down and I just go, "My God, Holy Spirit, you are so awesome. Thank you for letting me walk together with you in your world, in your kingdom, in this place." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave you with this, okay? I'm going to give you a scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians. Are you there?
Almost.
I'm just going to read this whole thing to get to the place I want to get to, but it's all so good. I'm going to start in verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, is that you? Are you in Christ?
Yes.
Amen.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's talking about your spirit, the real you inside of your body. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Everything in your spirit now is of God. Everything is of God. It's completely new. Your spirit is completely new. Born in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world. That means making peace with, bringing back into availability of relationship, reconciling the world, that's all the people of the world, to himself, not imputing, that means not counting their trespasses to them. You see that? No longer do the trespasses of all people get counted to their account against them. People say, are you saying that everybody's saved? No, I am not. I'm saying that Jesus made it available for everyone to be saved. Jesus did the work for everyone to be saved. So that the only thing we need to do now is just say, Jesus, I believe that you have paid the price for me to come to receive you. By faith, I receive. That's it. The sins are over with. The devil wants to keep reminding you about the sins. If you have someone in your life that keeps telling you about all these sins you have and what's wrong with you and all these things, they're listening to the devil more than they're listening to God. Did you hear me? Because God doesn't see it anymore. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, not counting their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. What does that mean? He's committed to us the word that we can bring to people, saying God has reconciled you back to himself. What is deliverance? Reconciling someone's soul back to God. What is healing? Healing is reconciling someone's body back to God. You see, we have that ministry now. He gave us that ministry. Then he says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. I said through us. All his glory goes through us. His power goes through us. His wisdom goes through us. His healing goes through us. His strength goes through us. All that we need comes from Jesus and goes through us to a world that's hurting all around us. That is the ministry that all of us have been given. Every believer, you can tell people, God has reconciled you, Jesus has reconciled you back to the Father. He's made it right for you to go to the Father now. Jesus has reconciled your body to health. You can tell people that because He gave you that ministry. So we are ambassadors imploring people on Christ's behalf.
Amen.
Be reconciled to God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let me tell you just for a moment about being an ambassador. If I was an ambassador here from the United States, let me tell you some things that I would have. The United States would pay all my bills. The United States would give me transportation. The United States gives me an immunity to the laws of this country. I am subject to the laws of my homeland. I am not subject to the laws of this country, but my homeland. We are ambassadors for Christ from our homeland, heaven. Heaven provides all of our needs. Our homeland provides protection for us. Our homeland provides angels to ride with us everywhere we go. Our homeland makes us subject to the laws of our homeland. My homeland has set me free. So that I'm in this country now, I'm not subject to the laws of this country. I'm subject to the freedom of my homeland. I am free to get you reconciled to God. I am free to bring the kingdom of heaven to you. I am free to bring my homeland to touch you. I am free to get the resources of my country and bless you with them. I am free to meet your needs with my resources, which are endless. My resources are endless. I've been given a checkbook. And I can sign the name of Jesus on the checkbook. Whatever is needed to advance the kingdom, I have permission from my homeland because I am representing Jesus to write any checks out that I need to reconcile people to the truth of what Jesus has done for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? You are ambassadors. Ambassadors from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only believe. Only believe. Just believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
All right. That's it. I want to invite all of you to pray. Come for prayer, and we're going to pray for you before we leave. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be going out to houses, I guess, right? And ministering on the streets.
Yes, because there were people. There were people who are coming in the morning, so we can attend them, and then we go out.
Okay. We want to hear from you. We want to hear the awesome things that you're seeing God do in your life. Those of you that have just been, you've been here for every session, God bless you. God bless you. You're going to see. You are going to be so amazed. You know how many days I'm like this? People say, what's the matter with you? God is just so awesome. I have a little construction company that I am working to be able to make money to come on missions. That's the only reason I'm still working. Just so I can go to the nations. That's it. The most amazing things happen. I had a customer come in. He said, I'm trying to decide who's going to build my house. I haven't made up my mind yet. I said, okay. He said, you know, tell me about yourself. Tell me how good you are. I said, I really can't do that. I said, you know, all I can tell you is, if we do your job, I'll pray for you. And the guy said, you what? I said, I'll pray for you. He said, well, I'm going to ask you a question. I had this dream. He says, I'm not one of those Christian people. I had this dream. And in the dream, I heard this voice. And the voice said this. Unless the Lord build the house, he who builds it labors in vain. He said, I never heard anything like that. Do you know what that means? I said, yes. I grabbed a Bible. I opened it up to Psalms. And I read it to him. He said, my God. I said, that was God speaking to you. God speaking to me? Said, yeah, there it is. It's in his Bible. Have you ever read the Bible before? No, I never read it my whole life. He looked at me and he said, you are building my house. I have stuff like that happen all the time. I'm talking to people. And all of a sudden they go, I don't know. I just know I need to tell you this. I got this thing going on in my life. And I don't know what to do with it. And they tell me. And the Spirit of God comes on me with the wisdom of God. And I release a word to them because I am an ambassador of heaven. And God wants this person reconciled to Jesus. So he gives me exactly what this person needs. And I give him the wisdom. And he said, my God, I just felt like God just talked to me. I said, well, that's because he did, okay? That wasn't me. That was the Spirit of God in me. And this man received Jesus right on the spot. That's what ambassadors do. You have all the authority of Jesus, all the power of heaven available to you to represent the real Jesus. All available to you. People come to me all the time. They say, I don't know what God wants me to do. Can you tell me what God wants me to do in life? I said, no. What do you want to do? No, you don't understand. It's not what I want to do. I only want to do what God wants me to do. Can you tell me what God wants me to do? I said, yeah. He wants you to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, open blind eyes, get the lost saved. They said, no, you don't understand. I mean, what does he want me to do in life? I said, do whatever you want to do. You want to be a teacher? You want to be a construction worker? Be whatever you want to be. But whenever you're doing that, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, open blind eyes, get people saved. Do whatever you want to do. God gives you freedom and liberty to do whatever you want to do. But while you're doing it, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, open blind eyes.
Amen.
Do you see? You're an ambassador wherever you are. Wherever you go. Whatever job you have, you are an ambassador of heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Okay. Now come. You want prayer? Come on. Let us bless you. Let us bless you.